Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio. Thank you so much for making me a part of your life. Question: are you hanging out with the wrong crowd? Are you hanging out with people that are not contributing to your growth? People are not adding wisdom to you, making you a better person. Instead, they're burdening you and they're really difficult people. My dear friend, you'll be surprised by what I'm going to share with you right now. God, He calls us to serve people. He calls us to go and love the wounded and the broken and the difficult person, yes. But you see, we need to qualify His calling with two things: time and place. Timing and the places in your life. What am I talking about? This is all mysterious, right? No, it is very practical, and you need to hear this message. Are you ready? Oh, by the way, I'm going to also talk about the four signs that you will know you're hanging out with the wrong person, wrong people. Here we go. What are these two things that I need to qualify? So, yes, God wants us to love the difficult, serve the broken and the wounded, yes. But you see, it's a question first of timing. Is it the right time for you to do that? Do you have the spiritual resources to be able to give to them? Because you cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot give what you don't have. So that's what you need to do. Fill that cup first, and then you'll be able to serve and you'll be able to give to the people that God sends you. But here's number two, and I hope you're listening. Your mission field, are you listening? Very important. Your mission field cannot be your spiritual home. Those are two different places. There are people I know, they're always stuck in their mission field. That's it. That's where they serve, and that's no wonder they get drained. They hang out with people that need them, but they don't hang out with people that are able to add into their life. Ah, can I ask you that question? Do you have a spiritual home? A group of friends, family maybe? People that are able to help you become a better person. You need both places. And again, I repeat, it's a question of timing. Maybe you might be asking, Brother Bo, what are you talking about? Oh, I'll give you four signs. Four signs that you know you're in your mission field, you're not in your spiritual home. Number one, you're the smartest person in the room. Oh, you might be in your mission field, and that's fine. But I hope you find a spiritual home where other people are smarter. They have wisdom that you need in your life. Number two, you feel like you're a parent always with this group of people that you're hanging out with. Ah, maybe you're in your mission field. I pray that you have a spiritual home where others are reparenting you. Number three, you're not free to be yourself. Ah, maybe you are in your mission field, and that's fine. But I hope that you have a spiritual home where you can just be yourself, and there will be others who accept you as you are, and then they just, you know, love you. Here's number four. You're not growing with these people. You're there to make them grow, but you're not, you know, you're not growing. And you need a spiritual home. You need other people who can grow with you. In our gospel for the day, Jesus chose His apostles. And so we really need a community. Whether it's a mission field or whether it's a spiritual home, you need a spiritual community. And it started, I believe, as a mission field. Jesus was ministering to them. But look what happened. They became the apostles, the great apostles, for the church to grow. And so is it possible that some people in your mission field will one day become part of your spiritual home after growth, after their journey of conversion and transformation? And yes. Can I pray for you that you find your spiritual home, that you have a group of people? I have that. I have a group of people, a small group. You know, over the past 40 years of my life, part of the light of Jesus, that's how long our spiritual community has been. I've always had a small groups. If you don't have a small group, you better message us, and we'll connect you. Join a feast, and then in the feast, if the online feast is big, they can connect you with a small group, and you can just be part of that, and hopefully some of these people, not all, but some of these people will be a source of blessing and grace for you so that you can be sent to the mission field. Can I pray? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, just guide your daughter, your son, to be able to find that spiritual home. In the mighty name of Jesus, lead them to the right people so that they can continue to serve you in your mission field. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yay. Thank you, guys. That was a beautiful, beautiful time together. And thank you for watching Full Tank. And can I invite you to become a Full Tank supporter? If you're not yet a Full Tank supporter, click the link that says support now here in Facebook, or the button join. If you're watching this through a computer, there's a button join in YouTube, and you can be part of Full Tank supporter. My way of saying thank you is you're going to receive Full Tank Saturday and Sunday. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining me in another episode of Bo Sanchez Radio. I pray for more abundance for your life.